you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Hello, Colby and I. Colby is chugging her water. She is hydrating.
Yes, so I can be ready to chit-chat.
Ready to chit-chat because she won't take a break after this. Get your water now.
That's right. I have two glasses right here.
Oh, yeah. I only have my one big jug. How often do people wash their jugs?
I wash my blue one every time. Oh. I scrub the straw.
So before we got on here, we were just literally talking about how Colby's more of an organized person, and I am more of a, it doesn't come natural to me. It doesn't. And I had to work hard for it. And, like, Colby will do, like, all of her stuff every single day in the exact same order. Like, she's got a problem. She's literally got a, like, she will not do anything extra until all her stuff in her house is done. And me, on the other hand, I'm like, I'll go with the flow. It's good. Yeah. It's fine.
And I've tried to be more lenient about, like, going out for coffee with friends and stuff.
Yeah, you've been
doing
that.
But it throws me a little off
doing things. Yeah, it does.
But I want to make sure I do that.
Right, right. So. It's just funny. I just said, how often do people wash these? I think I need to wash this. I'm not even going to say.
Oh, gosh, that's okay.
I have washed it a handful of times.
Yeah.
But I remember our sister-in-law, Jordan, asking one time if people wash their Stanley cups or something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. This was like 2 years ago.
Oh, it really?
Just,
wow. Yeah,
and it just hit me, and I was like, wait, I don't think this probably needs washed. I'm not going to say.
No, because I will mix things up in mine and then drink it. And then, I can't send the aftertaste.
Okay, I just do water.
Oh, see, then, yeah.
Because I don't buy anything else to drink.
Right.
Besides coffee.
Well, mine's tangy a lot of the time.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Also, another thing I saw one of my friends on Facebook. Okay. You are a cosmetologist. I want to know your take. How often do you buy hairbrushes or wash them?
Wow. I don't know.
Okay. So she's not as clean as what I thought.
No, I don't think I will clean mine out. I have a brush cleaner I'll clean mine out with, but I don't think I've bought a hairbrush in forever.
But have you washed that one?
I will do that and run underwater sometimes.
You really?
Yes, and I don't like it because I don't like.
Okay.
I have an issue with wet brushes too.
Do you?
Yes, when I clean it out. Uh-huh. Even when I worked in the salon, when I cleaned it out, I would dry them right away.
Okay. Interesting.
It might be like a tick for me. Just like I don't like the feel of cotton or the sound of cotton together. Like, towels being wet.
Well, like I said, confession time. When we were growing up, we had the same hairbrush years. I mean,
I think mom still uses that.
No, I don't want to call out our mom, but she's had the same hairbrush for like a decade.
Maybe we should get one for her Christmas next
year. No, I think she got a different one. I think she just has that one in the drawer.
Okay, and she that just doesn't use it.
I think. Anyways, I don't know.
We will give her the benefit of doubt and say, yes, she does not use
but
that
we,
one.
But that was like one of our favorite brushes.
Oh, I loved it.
Anyway, so I just thought it was crazy, and I saw the comments, and people were like, oh, I buy some every like 6 months or every year. I can make sure to get a new hairbrush, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, I have to remember to do that with my toothbrush, even.
Right. I don't like any hair piling up in my brush.
No.
I'll take it out.
I get called out by Wyatt big time. He's like, Kendall, that is gross. I'm like, you're so right. I haven't even noticed. Uh-huh. I need to clean that. So let me know if you guys wash your brushes or get new ones, because I'm fascinated by it.
Or makeup brushes.
Oh.
But I only use a sponge. I run underwater. Because you told me to.
Yeah, I only use a sponge, and I actually don't even have foundation right now because I ran out.
Oh, really?
Yes. I ran out at Sunday. Oh, I put the last bit on today.
Okay.
Barely any.
Yeah, you look great.
Thanks. No, I was gonna get complimented today by you.
Oh.
Anyways, I have no foundation. I need to order some, but yeah, priorities. Colby and I used to love makeup.
Oh man, I think we've said it
We
before.
spent hours doing makeup just for a selfie.
Oh, and
Excuse
I
me.
would take hundreds of selfies.
Yeah, and our duck lip.
Oh gosh.
My eyebrows drawn
No,
off.
I still don't really like to smile with my teeth though, but I don't do the duck lips.
Okay, and how often do you take selfies?
Hardly ever.
Same.
Yeah, hardly
Same.
ever.
No hate against selfies.
Yeah, there you go. If you got it, take
You
it.
got it,
You
you got it.
know?
I just don't have time.
I just, with age, it's just, I just can see my wrinkles. Anyways, it's fine. Praise the Lord. We're made in the image of God. But I will wear my frownies.
Brownies,
Yes.
yeah.
Looking in this camera,
So
I need my
is
frownies.
that approved by the crunchy community?
Well, it should be. There's like aloe vera in it.
Okay.
Or something, I
I
think.
don't know. I
I
don't
need to
know.
double check that. I don't care if it's approved or not.
Oh,
No, I'm just
batty.
kidding. Yeah. Anyways, let's hop into what we're gonna
We're
be
hopping
chatting
in. A
about.
little spicy, but I feel like so many people need this. We do.
Yes.
And with our episode coming off of Soul off of with Soli, we've had multiple people reach out, and I just think it's just an important topic to still pursue and dive into because, like we said on that episode, a lot of people don't want to talk about sex.
Yeah, so I have been doing this, Colby speaking, a 7-day challenge, and we want to share it with you guys.
Yes.
Now, I will say I failed yesterday and I had to come home and apologize. Now, he doesn't know I'm doing this. Johnny, if you're listening to this, dang it. But
Darn.
my whole goal for 7 days is to do these things we're going to tell you guys, and Kendall's
Yeah.
jumping on this train too.
Yes, absolutely. And I just love this because, okay, you don't do this to get what you want, but I'm just saying, if you treat your husband with love and respect, more than likely he's going to fall,
Yeah, honor you.
honor you through it because you're
Yeah.
honoring him, so let's honor each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm telling you, there's something
And I
there.
think this challenge is just another opportunity to learn how to serve your husband. Not
Yeah.
only him, but serve other, I mean, you won't do this with others, of course, but
Yeah.
it's practicing being serving to others
Yeah.
other than yourself
Yeah.
and laying down what you want to actually do to serve your husband, which makes you more selfless, and I think that's a good trait to practice about. So,
Yeah.
and you guys, I mean, it doesn't have to be exactly like this. You can mix it up, make your own, but I've been inspired by Melanie Cinciotti to do this.
Yeah.
And hers isn't the exactly the same. We've mixed it up and customized it to ourselves.
Right. Also, I think this is great, especially if you and your husband are in a rut. Sometimes we can get like, oh, kind of just like passing bodies, and it's just like, oh yeah, we have kids, we have work, like I'm so tired, I don't have time to deal with him right now.
Yeah.
And we can get in those mindsets, which the devil loves that. And he loves for us to try to get in bed before marriage and take us out of bed when we are married. And I think sex is so beautiful. It truly is a gift from God. And guys, we cannot have sex when we're in heaven. So this gift is only here on earth that we can enjoy it. And it might be uncomfortable to talk about with some people, but it's truly a gift from God
Right,
that we
yeah.
get to enjoy with our spouse. So, obviously, this isn't the only idea that we are going to be touching on. There's multiple things, but it does have a part
Yeah.
in making your husband happy.
that's exactly what I was about to say was, yes, it's not only about intimacy, but it's also about other things.
Yeah.
But this can work up to a good intimacy, a good sex life.
Yes.
Like, and that's taking the bull by the horns, and it is okay to crave a healthy relationship with your husband in the bedroom because that is what we are designed to do. There was a song, I don't know what it's called, some of you might know who's listening. It was this girl singing it. It was probably back in the 70s. It was like, even the animals, like even the birds, oh no, even the octopuses do it. Let's do what nature calls us to do. Everybody does. And
It's true. Everyone poops
I
too.
was like, that's, yeah, I was laughing because I was like, it's so true. It is part of just nature
It is.
in wanting to do that. And most of all, the most beautiful part of being a human, not an octopus, is that God designed it
Yeah.
for marriage, and it is
Yes.
such a beautiful thing. And we are very passionate about having a healthy sex life with our husbands.
Yeah. And before we start, I will just say if you now, if you have a medical condition or something like that, if you are able, you and your spouse, your husband, should be having sex pretty regularly. This once a month deal that people are doing just because they throw attitude and they don't want to have intimacy with their spouse is so toxic. It's unhealthy and it will create a what is it called? Tension. Sex.
Yeah.
They will be a sexual tension, I guess. So
I'm looking up the verse, because it is a sin to withhold
yeah,
each other.
it's yeah.
One second.
I think it's in 1 Corinthians.
Let's see. Yeah, wow, good for you, Kendall. Yes, 1 Corinthians 7:5. It says, "Do not deprive each other except perhaps by mutual consent." And for a time, so that you may devote yourselves in prayer, then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
Yeah.
And I want to add also on Melanie Cinciotti's video, she said her friends, Tori and Chad, Morning with the Masters, we also love
They're
them,
great.
they before any, if they find themselves getting in any argument, they stop and be intimate and
Yeah.
then start again. I'm like, wow. I don't know if I you know, sometimes you just lose control and the tongue just starts going
Yeah.
and you just start lashing out.
But also, I feel like it doesn't even have to be going all the way to third base. I feel like just stopping and making out
Oh, really?
would be
That's a
great.
yeah, that's a
You
good
know, if you
idea.
don't have time to do the,
Yeah.
you know, deed because there's kids running around and everything, it make out for 30 seconds.
That's a good idea. I might have
Yeah.
to join that.
Because it can be like, hey, let's wait, we love each other
Yeah.
and let's show our love and then we can discuss
Yeah.
something, baby.
Yeah.
Normally, it probably would get forgotten because making out leads
Yeah.
into other things. So, anyway, so we will start off. Our first point will be if you, with the 7-day challenge, is to wear something fun, wear some lingerie, have a surprise when he gets home from work. I mean, put the kids down early for bed. I'm not for giving your kids melatonin all the time, but I mean, if you haven't worn something smexy in a while, why not get them to bed a little bit
Yeah.
earlier for that night?
Yeah, definitely. Or not only that, you know, if you have the opportunity of taking the kids to the grandma's house, you know, just dropping
Yeah.
them off and coming home and having him just, that's what, you know, just being in lingerie, just having him walk in and you're in lingerie. I mean, it's a
Yeah.
great surprise. And then, now, there's just multiple ways you could do that. And that's a little spicy. Some of you that might start off very uncomfortable for you guys, we should
Yeah.
start off with a
Wait,
softer
yeah,
one.
we should have started off with
That's like
star.
one of the more harsher
Oh,
ones.
what? Yeah, sorry, I just looked at the list and picked one.
You're totally
That
okay.
is on
I
me.
was like, okay, we're
Anyways,
going.
but you could even, since we're on this topic, I mean, we were talking about sex before anyway, so
That's
why
true.
not just start off hard and strong and spicy?
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe you can just wear like something cute under your jeans or something and be like, hey, I got something cute on for you.
Yeah.
And maybe show them a little peek. And then be like, can't wait for later, you know?
Yeah, that would really throw
Yeah.
them off.
And it helps if you also flirt with them throughout the day, like send fun texts or like when if you're talking on the phone, if they're at work, you know, spice it up some.
Yeah,
And it
exactly.
can be intimidating to take control, but it will be worth it. And sometimes, you know, maybe we don't get the response we want.
Right.
But I think it's important to remember they have a lot on their minds too with work and stuff. And when they get home from work, still continue that spiciness.
Yeah, and definitely, even like you said, text or whatever, but even besides the lingerie stuff, sorry, I can't talk,
Yeah.
is that you can meet up with them for lunch or go surprise them with lunch or surprise them to go out to lunch, you know, at work or anything like that, or leave a cute note on their car if you guys live in the same city when you work, or do something like that. Like, you know your husband best to what will get to his heart. And I encourage you, there's so many times women say, oh, he won't like that. He could care less. I want to challenge you to do something outside of your comfort zone. And maybe if you think he won't like it, I encourage you to still do it because I promise you, men
We'll like what it leads up to.
Yes, for sure. Another point is to ask how you can help bless your husband. Ask him how what you can help him with. I think that is such a they would love that. We go about our day, and you know, me personally, I'm like, I have my kids, I gotta do homeschool, I gotta do the dishes, the laundry, any side little things I'm doing. And I forget and why it's so busy too. But you know, if you just take that time, you know, 10 minutes out of the day and be like, hey, do you have anything I need to do? Even if it's like, if it my case, it's like helping Wyatt unload oats or something. Or something like that. But ask your husband how you can bless him and how you can better serve him. And I bet you they will have something to say and just do it.
Yeah, and not only that, it's you can ask them, but also if you know what they're responsible for, like let's say your husband's responsible for feeding the dogs in the morning because you have the kids and all this, like wake up extra early to feed the dogs and surprise him with that. Like you also know his list on what he has to do and just kind of surprising him with it and not expecting anything in return. And also I want to backtrack a little bit to the intimacy part because I said the husbands will like it. And I love women might be like, well, they're nasty, they're dogs. There's so many scientific studies showing how women and men are different in that category. Women love being, you know, with praised and honored and you know, like words of affirmation, gifts and all this. And men are so visual and so touchy. So that's scientific, and I just wanted to leave that out there. I'm not just proving like they're dogs, just you know. So
Right,
yeah.
yeah, for sure.
Anyways, we can move on to the next
For
one.
sure. Another challenge is try to not complain. Do not be bitterness in your husband's bones. You can do this by honoring your husband and the Lord. It is so important that we do not complain. It is so easy to do. It's such a unattractive quality.
Yeah, for sure. And if you don't know if you're a complaining wife, you can either ask your husband, and I promise he will be honest with you, or you can ask yourself as well. And if you don't quite know, go to the Lord in prayer and have it laid on your heart to see, have him lay it on your heart to see if you are a nagging wife. But more than likely, if you don't know, I'm gonna say probably yes.
Yes. Yeah, and we fall victim in this so much too. I mean, I don't want to talk for you, but I definitely fall a victim
I absolutely
for
do.
and
Yeah.
do it.
Something I struggle with
Oh,
all the
it's
time.
something, especially if I'm stressed out, I can just get so hateful and bitter and most of the time it's nothing he's done.
Yeah, and my
It's
tongue can spew out mean things that I just hate. And I
God
just,
forgive us.
yes. It
And
is a
he
constant
does.
reminder that I need Jesus.
So do not try for 7 days, do not complaining about anything and having only positive things come to your mouth, and it will become a habit. And then your mind, because if you complain, your mind literally will go to a dark hole. Oh, the more you complain, the more sad you get. Like, be joyful, be filled with joy.
Yeah, practicing. I was just saying this last night at the Bible study, practicing being thankful, but practicing not complaining is a big one. And you will realize how much you actually complain when you focus on
And not
not doing it.
complaining,
It's like, oh my goodness, I complain all the time.
That's so good. The next one is to give him praise.
Yes.
And that might be like, wait, what? Give your husband praise? And we don't mean like worship or
Wait, was it
anything.
Sarah who called her husband Lord?
Yes,
Was it?
it was. She was obsessed with her husband. Oh my God. We're not saying you have to walk around constantly calling your husband Lord, but
Not at all. I'm just saying the praise part is
yeah, I know.
big.
Yes, it's so big to be like, oh, honey, thank you so much for working so hard for our family. You are such a gift to us.
Yeah, a great provider. You're a great husband, even if you don't think that at the time.
My thing would be to set when you're down at the kitchen table eating supper, try to give him a compliment. That's a good time to do that. Try and give him, say something about him, or you're so cute, I just love you so much.
Yeah.
You know, think of and think outside the box. I would challenge you for every day for 7 days, every time you sit down to eat supper, to give him a compliment at supper.
That's a great time. Yeah, because I've just been doing it sporadically. Summertime's a great time to just be like, all right, I can think of it and it can be meaningful.
and you can think on it throughout the day, you
Mm-hmm.
know. And if it's a day you're really getting tested with patience and all that, it's a good time to take a step back and realize what good of a man you do have. Because
Right.
I promise you, you both are sinners, and we're both made in the image of God, and we're talking to God's son.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So, like, reminding yourself this is a child of God as well, and giving him praise because he's worthy of praise.
Right. And then also, I was going to say, now, oh, don't expect anything in return. When you give him something, don't be like, well, you didn't give me a compliment, you know?
Are you speaking from
I'm
experience?
speaking, yes, absolutely. Because then it just gets a little like, come on. You can't do that. Don't do that to your husband. My poor husband's been through the ringer with me,
You're
and
learning.
I'm learning. So I'm just giving you advice. Don't expect anything in return.
You do from the heart.
But
That's how it should be with everything.
like I said earlier, the more we try to honor our husbands and like they, you have a talk with them and be like, I'm going to honor you to the best of my ability, and you try to honor me to the best of your ability, and I'm not saying there's no such thing as a perfect relationship, but man, would that make your relationship better?
If you're both out serving each other.
Yeah.
But I say both, but you're just responsible for yourself too.
Right,
Because
for
we're
sure.
supposed to serve like Jesus served, then nobody did his in that return, you know, like how much he
Right.
served us.
Right. I'm
So,
just saying if you had that talk with
right,
him.
absolutely. No, I definitely agree, but I'm saying for because some men it's gonna take longer to see their women
Yes.
wife.
They're woman.
They're a woman. You listen here, woman. No, I'm just kidding. But it's going to take them a little longer to see that they're all being honored. And, you
Yeah.
know, some guys really might appreciate this week. Some of them, it might take 2 weeks. But the key is, it's how can you grow to be more Christ-like throughout this time to serve your husband better? And that's going to trickle down not only to your children, but into your friends, to your church family. I mean, it's just a building block on how can you love more.
Right, yeah, that's good. The next point is to do something with him. So
As long as it's not sinning.
yes, yeah, you don't want to do anything that's sinful. So anything that goes against the word of God, say, ah, first I honor God before I
That's
honor
right.
you.
But
And that is a hill to die on.
we're saying more like if he wants to go, you know, feed the cattle and you normally don't want to go do that,
Work out together.
work out together.
My husband
Watch a
would love that.
movie. Oh, Johnny loves these movies that I'm not interested in. But really, I've
Well, you
started
better do
watching them.
this challenge.
Well, I have been, but let me finish. When I've watched these movies, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so boring. It's about army, military stuff. They turn out to be with some of the best movies ever, and I'm
I
like,
believe it.
I should know because Johnny has great taste. Now he
He
married.
does.
No,
He,
just
oh my
kidding.
gosh.
Just kidding. He just didn't know what he
All
was
right.
doing.
Before people click off, let us finish our talking point.
Just kidding.
All right. Our next one is to you initiate it.
You already know.
You already know.
Yes. And this can be a super intimidating task, especially for those of us who are more laid back, quiet, and just don't. I mean, it can be scary, even
Yeah.
if you've been with them for 10 years,
Yeah.
you know, it can be scary.
I will even put in there, this is me being a little bit honest. So, honest
Vulnerable.
Abe. When you're wearing something a little bit, you know, seductive and you're trying to initiate it, it can be a little nerve-wracking,
Oh, yeah.
but this is something you need to remember. Your husband thinks you're beautiful and he married you for a reason. He loves you. And that's something to, you know, remember whenever you're doing it. I'm not saying you have to wear something every night,
Oh,
but
gosh.
you know, when you do,
No.
it can be a little scary at times. It's like, oh boy, what am I doing?
Yeah, it can be scary, but yes, your husband chose you to be his bride just like you chose him to be your husband. There was a reason why you guys are together, and he does think you're beautiful. He does find you attractive, and I encourage you guys to pray for confidence in this
Yeah.
area because men want us confident.
Yeah.
They don't, and we want our men confident either.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want
We
a
want them confident also.
yes,
Yeah.
sorry.
I thought you said neither.
Oh no, I said, did I?
I don't know. I
I guess
don't
when I re-listen to this, we'll
know.
find out.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But everybody, we want our significant other confident.
Yes,
That's what I'm
absolutely.
saying.
Yeah, and I think just pouring your heart and soul into your marriage is so important at all in all seasons. It takes work, but it is the most beautiful work, and it's worth every bit of it. And we hope this helps you guys. It's so important to make sure you are making your husband feel loved, and to know you're loved is so important also. But this challenge is for you women. Goodness, we
We
cannot
cannot
sign
talk
that.
tonight.
When can we ever?
I don't know. But this is my question. Since I messed up yesterday, do I restart or do I just say, I'm just skipping yesterday?
I think you're a sinner and you just continue to do it because you're gonna mess up.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. I think the whole goal is just to be making these things
A
in
priority
priority.
and trying your best.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyways, we love you guys.
Yes.
I hope this challenge is fun and exciting and maybe a little scary at times, but just know that you got this.
You got it through the
We
Lord.
love you guys.
We love you. Goodbye, sisters.